Next patient we're going to do is going to be Edward Holcomb, H-O-L-C-O-M-B. Today, for today's date on all the visits, he was born 1651. Today's date is 12-12-23, by the way. Mr. Holcomb is a 72-year-old gentleman who developed polio at 14 months, then became paralyzed from neck down, has had numerous surgeries on his back, on his spine, also developed diabetes and peripheral vascular disease, required right-sided BKA. He's currently is bed homebound. He's just bought a wheelchair for $10 from someone down the street. When I arrived at his residence, he crawled to the house. He gave me the key through a tear in his screen for me to open the door to get in, period. He was found dressed in numerous layer of clothing. He appeared weak. Again, he's got a right below the knee amputation. He has a prosthesis, but because of severe weakness, he's not able to stand. Period. The paragraph, he used to have a provider, but he doesn't have a provider. He cannot stand to cook or clean for himself. He's not even able to get into his wheelchair that he just purchased for $10, period. In the paragraph, he relies on neighbors to bring him food or buy him something, and sometimes he goes hungry for days, period. He used to be a drafter under social. He did smoke. He did not use any drugs, and he used alcohol from time to time. He's single, has one child who hasn't seen for some time. Medical problems, he says he had diabetes and high blood pressure, but he's not taking any medications at this time for either one. Surgery, he's had numerous surgeries related to his polio, his paralysis, but most significant for right below the knee operation and amputation. Medical problems, paralysis, the paralysis related to polio at age 14 months has caused him to have severe spasm and pain from time to time. Family history, he doesn't remember what mom and dad died of, but they were both old. COVID immunizations is up to date. An exam, it's difficult to obtain blood pressure because he has so many layers of clothing and he doesn't want to take them off, but he appears to be emaciated. He appears to be weak with muscle wasting in the upper and lower extremity. Blood pressure is 90 over palp, respiration is 22, afebrile. Heart pauses, swim pauses, two distant heart sounds, lungs, bronchi, abdomen, soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, muscle wasting severe. Assessment, 52-year-old, this is a 72-year-old gentleman with true definition of failure to thrive. I believe patient without any help, intervention would die soon. Given his home situation, his feeding situation, his severe muscle wasting, possible diabetes being out of control, his peripheral vascular disease, as well as the fact that he relies on people to bring him food, period. New paragraph, he's in a desperate need of provider services, period. New paragraph. I would recommend checking blood sugars on a regular basis and obtaining the baseline blood work for Mr. Holcomb, providing him with the nursing care as well as possible PT to be able to use his prosthesis because he's not able to stand up at this time because of severe weakness. This was discussed with patient at length before leaving his residence. Thank you.